Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women. Super
metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver
will. Health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that the Democrats have taken over Congress, the feminists are talking about resurrecting the Equal Rights Amendment, known as ERA. One of them said this would be a great way to commemorate the elevation of Nancy Pelosi as the first woman Speaker of the House. That's a terrible idea. The purpose of the United States Constitution is not to honor people you admire, but to set forth the rights of the American people and the limitations we place on government. The ERA states, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." Now, please note, the ERA does not use the word woman. It uses the word sex. It is clear beyond a shadow of a doubt that the biggest effect of ERA would be to put same-sex marriage into the U.S. Constitution. If a man and a man are refused a marriage license, that would be denying a right on account of sex, a violation of ERA. It's also totally clear from the passage of 27 state marriage constitutional amendments that the American people do not want same-sex marriage to be legalized, much less constitutionalized. The feminists are whining that women are paid only 77 cents to every dollar paid to men. That's a complete lie. It is already illegal for a company to pay a woman 77 cents and a man a dollar for the same work. Equal pay for equal work has been the law of our land for 40 years. The 77 cent versus a dollar figure refers to the average pay of all women versus the average pay of all men. And that figure includes women like me, who spent 25 years as a full-time homemaker raising my six children without any paid.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The technology industry has sent its lobbyists to demand that the new Congress vastly increase the number of foreign computer software techies and engineers who can be imported on H-1B visas. This demand is based on the claim that we suffer a labor shortage in those fields, but that's a barefaced lie to build a smokescreen around the real reasons. Three reasons motivate the technology giants to use their political clout and contributions to increase H-1Bs. First, cost-cutting. The H-1Bers are paid far less than Americans. Second, the influx of H-1Bers depresses the prevailing wage for all computer techies and engineers. And third, the hiring of H-1Bers prevents potential competition from Americans who might resign and start companies of their own. H-1B visas are not for entrepreneurs or executives, but are for employees who are tied to the company that imports them, much like indentured servants. They are supposed to depart from the United States after a few years. Current law allows industry to bring in 85,000 H-1B foreigners a year, and industry lobbyists want to double or triple the number. They really want Congress to pass the Cornyn-Shattuck bill, which could import 1.5 million H-1B workers by 2013. America has plenty of engineers. After the dot-com bust in 2000, Silicon Valley lost about 100,000 engineering jobs, and many of those who lost out are unemployed or underemployed or have taken jobs in other industries. Research by Professor Norman Matloff of the University of California at Davis proves that there is no shortage of U.S. engineers or computer techies. If there were a shortage, salaries would be going up. But starting salaries for bachelor's degree graduates in computer science and electrical engineering have been flat or falling.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporate...
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new...
Entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says foreign aid might be defined as a transfer from poor people in rich countries to rich people in poor countries, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Friday, just as we were ready to go off the air, I misread the clock a little bit, and I didn't get to tell my beaver story, really, as it should have been. I shouldn't have started it in the first place, but I make mistakes like that occasionally because I know Jeff and Beth, and most of you out there are pretty well perfect, but I'm not. I just mess things up on occasion. Not very often, just on occasion. But I want to share that beaver story with you because I thought it was kind of cute. It's a personal email from a fellow who is on the city council in, I thought I knew what town he was in. He just says in eastern Connecticut. But he says, here we have a beaver problem. Seems the local water company built a dam some years ago to hold back runoff water from draining into their reservoir. The town wetlands commission. Now, why would a town need a wetlands commission? But anyway, they made the water company remove the dam as it was put in without proper permits. The water company cut a 10-foot breach in the dam to let the water drain naturally. Since that time, the reservoir and surrounding land has been sold and houses have been built in the area. Now the beavers have taken upon themselves to repair the dam, and they've done a good job. The beaver dam has caused water to back up and flood the backyards of several residents. There have been some lawsuits filed, and basically the court has ruled that the court has no jurisdiction over beavers. However, there is a state law that says you cannot block natural drainage and that the town has the authority to remove any said blockage. There was a discussion of this matter at the last town council meeting, and as a member of the council, my opinion was that the beavers didn't get the necessary permits, and they are not taxpayers, and they have no right in the matter. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting, and so it goes. I spent a good bit of time doing research and trying to put language into our language so that, in fact, I always have Jeff look up words, because if I see a word that I don't understand or don't know how to pronounce, which are most of the words I don't know how to pronounce, but that's because I can't read. See, I grew up under See Dick Run, See Jane Spot, and all that business, and we didn't learn phonics. I was the very first class that didn't learn phonics in a public school. But anyway, I always say and just this morning we looked up a word. I can't even remember what it was now. Can you remember the words?
Contingent.
Yeah, contingent. How many of you out there know? Don't look on the dictionary now. What is contingent? Well, we know now. Can you tell us what it is, Jeff?
The spread of something, an idea, a doctrine, or even a disease.
Like, as in contagious.
Right, or to spread panic, spread disease,
et cetera. See, now, if we would have studied What's the language you're supposed to study?
English?
No. But you can go back and get all the root words. You could have seen
Latin.
If you had studied Latin, you could have seen the word contagious in there and would have an idea what it means. But anyway, I always think, you know, if I don't know what a word is, probably a fairly large percentage of my listeners don't either. Because, I didn't get a degree in English or in foreign languages, but be gory, I spent a lot of time in college, and they didn't teach us this stuff. But anyhow, I've spent a lot of time last week trying to write an article titled Our Land, Collateral for the National Debt. We've talked about this on the air time and time again, so I'm not going into detail on the article. It will appear in the September issue now of the Chronicle. The August issue just went out last week. You should be getting your copy. By the way, Beth told me that she has changed the way we mail that. We pay more money now, but it goes out first class. The way we used to mail it, it would sit in a post office or in a truck somewhere for days, maybe weeks, before it ever got, like at Christmas time, it just wouldn't go out. So, anyway, we do it differently now. But this will be in the September issue. But I thought, you know, there's most of the people in the world don't take the Chronicle. I wish they all did, but they don't. It would sure help us with our finances if they did. But I emailed it to newswithviews.com, and it made the News with Views list last Friday. And it got picked up. Now, I don't know how many other news outlets have picked it up. Julie Smithson did, and Mike Calicrate did. So I know that those are two websites that have carried the story. But that came out on Friday. As of this morning, I have a gob and a bunch of emails from people who read it at one of those websites. I'd like to share just a couple of three or four, five or six or seven or a dozen or three or four dozen of them with you. But they go like this. I just read your article, Our Land, Collateral for the National Debt. Awesome article, and thank you so much. What you said about the word premises sure sounds like the bait-and-switch game we're ever finding ourselves dealing with. Just another way to steal. Outstanding article. Outstanding. I would love to see that article forward to all ecology groups in our nation. Young ecologists are so duped that they can't see the forest for the trees. Please suggest to your radio listeners that they forward this article to all ecology outfits in their states. If we don't get young Americans on our side, we haven't got a chance. I think it is fair to say that we are all going to vote for Hillary or Obama. We have to reach our younger generation. Articles like yours will help. Now, I misread that. She's saying that the older generation is going to vote for Hillary and Obama, and the younger people are the ones we need to reach. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Please do. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
And now back to the article, Our Land, Collateral for the National Debt. And we've discussed this over and over and over over the past several weeks. But the article that I emailed then to newswithviews.com is going to appear in the September issue of the Chronicle. But News with Views carried it Friday, and I've received, I have a handful of emails here. Thank you for writing this. I have had this theory for 10 years or more that this was going to happen. As long as Americans continue to eat and be entertained, who cares about this stuff? This land for collateral of the national debt has been around for some time, but the question is, how was this debt created? Imagine this process to create debt. The Federal Reserve Bank reaches into the left-hand pocket of Uncle Sam's U.S. Treasury and withdraws $1 billion. And then he slips it into Uncle Sam's right-hand pocket and declares that this debt must be paid with interest. Can this theft be determined as valid debt? It is unclear how the U.S. Congress could legalize theft by a private corporation and then demand payment with interest. Since 1913, this flimflam has been kept as a dark secret from the working U.S. citizens. But the Internet has awakened the growing many. The pressure is building. Here's another one. The cancellation of our debt for equity is a scam which the bankers have been trying for years to get debtor nations to accept. It is based upon the greatest fraud in history, that bankers lend money they do not have. I'm sorry, let me start over. That bankers lend money. They do not. They manufacture credit for borrowers. It is increasingly recognized that the financial structure is headed for collapse, which will be presented by the operators of the present system as the time to establish the world hegemony, which Montag Norman, governor of the Bank of England, said was the aim of the international banking fraternity. The choice is ours. Are we going to let the present crowd of well-heeled international crooks fasten the same debt structure on our children? Are we going to let them impose a world government controlled by bankers? Or are we going to indict them of what they have done to sovereign nations, which amounts to treason? Thank you for your article, Your Land, Collateral for the National Debt, August 17, 2007, newsatthews.com. It curdles my blood. I just read your article. I had to reply. Now, this fella runs cows in in Washington and Canada. He said, I just had to reply. When I finished reading the article, I said, oh, my, this is what I've been thinking for years. Just couldn't state it as eloquently as you. I have a very small herd of cows in the state of Washington and a small herd in British Columbia, Canada. I have just returned from Canada feeling defeated. Why should I keep pouring money into this ranching business when they are going to win anyway? I gave in to the RFID tags. I had to if I wanted to continue raising cows in Canada, even though I know it's all a scam. I would like to be like Joseph, stockpiling my surplus, but weather seems to have a different plan in mind. It was so uplifting to read your depressing opinions, which agreed with mine. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Here's another email concerning your land collateral for the national debt. Nice article, but very bad news. Here's some additional information for your consideration. About 20 years ago, I was a member of a patriotic organization with connections all over the country. We received a report from several men back east who had researched their subject, that the bankers never make a loan without collateral. And when, in 1913, the Federal Reserve was authorized, the Fed agreed to fund our government, and the collateral was all of the private property in this country. The writers traveled to every state, which was a state in 1913, visited the archives of the state secretary of state, and secured a certified copy of a document pledging all of the state's private property to the Federal Reserve banks. You never get a title to any land you purchase. You only get a deed. A deed is only evidence of possession and is very inferior evidence of ownership. A U.S. Supreme Court decision said that many years ago. So it appears the banks have owned all of us for almost 100 years, and we just didn't know it. This one has to do with the irony of bankers. The irony is the bankers will do this with a printing press. Give the bankers a printing press and a license to print paper. This is legal tender for all debts. And they will own the world. Notice how the central bankers are dumping legal tender into the financial system this week to prevent a panic. We are an empire of debt that is about to fail. Foreclosure is assured and bankruptcy will not be allowed. This one ties it all into the National Animal Identification System. NEIS is voluntary, but now all of Tennessee has been declared an agricultural disaster area, and you can apply for loans or aid only if you have an NEIS number. They have found a way to make it mandatory for many of the farms who will need assistance to survive another year. And this one finally comes to us from all the way down under in Australia. My name is John James. He gives his address. He's from Mackay, Queensland, Australia. He said, I would like to thank you for your very enlightening report. And then he goes on and asks some other questions. But you might, here, let me see. You might hear also reflect on reports that the contents of Fort Knox were shipped overseas years ago, and you will find that the elites have transferred wealth out of this country. Okay, so much for what we are putting up our land for collateral for the national debt. By the way, we can get more loans. I was best out of the office this morning, and Jeff was back in the studio getting ready for the show. And I was in the office where the phone rings alone, and I was talking to Paragon Foundation, and the phone rang. And I told Nicole, I said, hey, I've got to answer the phone. I'll call you back. So I hung up, and it was someone wanting to loan me $100,000. They said, you know, we have your loan already for you. And anyway, I should have listened, but I wanted to call Nicole back because we didn't have a lot of time. I didn't hear the whole thing. But you can get money if you need money, even with the crisis that we are in. And I'm looking here. This came to me from the local FSAR office. That's a Farm Service office. It's the USDA. And they're going to loan money on these emergency loans, just like this one email said from Tennessee. But you're going to have a a national animal ID. Now, that was just in Tennessee. I don't know about whether that was coming through the farm through the FSA or not. The purpose of the emergency loan program is to provide financial assistance to two family farmers who have suffered losses as a result of a disaster so they can return to normal farming operations as soon as possible. Two types of losses addressed by this program are physical losses and production losses. Physical loss is verifiable damage or destruction with respect to real estate or chattel, including growing crops. Production loss is verifiable damage or destruction of annual growing crops. General eligibility requirements for the loan are, number one, the applicant must have the legal capacity to incur the obligation of the loan. The applicant, now get this, the applicant must be a U.S. citizen. Well, that sounds good. A U.S. non-citizen national or a qualified alien. In other words, an illegal alien can come in and get a farm loan. Well, you say, how are they going to become a farmer? The application, When we come back, stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. But, hey, there's money out there available. They want us in debt. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consigners include a string of 66 black and black baldies and some red white-faced cows, good ages, bred to black bulls. They'll start calving in September. Sarah Farms are bringing them in. Danny Cowles will be in with 60 head of fancy Angus cows bred to Angus bulls to calve in the spring. June Reynolds will be selling 40 head of black and black baldy 3 to 6 year old spring calvers. Bethany Tillman has a 30 head set of Charlotte cows bred to Angus bulls, and they'll start calving in September. John Nunn will sell some 25 head of black and black baldy 4 to 6 year old cows. They have big calves by their side, 300 pounders at least, and they've been running back with Angus bulls. Snyder Farms may be in with a 50 head set of spring calvers. Now, these are just a few of the listings that'll be selling this coming Saturday. That's Saturday, August the 25th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rebounded sharply Friday after the Fed cut the discount rate by 0.5%. Gold closed in New York up $8.30 to $656.30 an ounce for a 2% weekly decline. Silver rose 33 cents to $11.73 an ounce. Stocks surged at the open, then gave up half their advance after the Fed stepped in to calm a potential panic about how far the subprime crisis will spread. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, the Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, the Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and the Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, a man who says a bank is a place where they lend you an umbrella in fair weather and ask for it back when it begins to rain, Derry Brownfield.
Well, that sort of fits into what we were talking about here.
And besides that, it's raining.
It is. Wait, here, is it raining?
Yeah, right now.
I can't see. Well, I see everybody looking out the window. It's maybe raining. It's been so long since they saw rain. Why they didn't
know what it was.
Maybe not. I don't know. Liquid sunshine, huh? The Lord sends the rains in due season. His calendar sometimes doesn't jibe with ours, but anything good's worth waiting for. Anyway, back to these emergency loans. And much of this emergency loan has to do with drought, as we were talking about. But in order to get it, now this is for farmers, the applicant must be a U.S. citizen, a U.S. non-citizen, or a qualified alien under the federal immigration laws. Now, I don't know how you qualify for being illegal, but hey, you know, they're going to, the amnesty bill failed. Nevertheless, it's being carried out as we speak, all right? Now, how can someone that's illegal be a farmer? Well, the applicant must be the owner and operator of the farming operation. You would say that'll leave them out. Or, there's a big R there, O-R. the operator of the farming operation. In other words, I guess if this guy just operates the farm, you see, he can get this loan. The applicant must be unable to obtain sufficient credit elsewhere at reasonable rates and terms. That shouldn't be hard to prove. The applicant must not have received debt forgiveness from the agency on more than one occasion on or before April the 4th, 1996, or any time after April the 4th, 1996. I don't see why they put a date in there. But anyway, the applicant must agree to meet the borrower's training requirements. You've got to be trained to borrow money. I could run that show. I've borrowed a lot of money, and I can teach people how to do it, how not to do it. That's the main thing. Just don't. The applicant cannot have been convicted under federal or state law of planting, cultivating, growing, producing, harvesting, or storing a controlled substance during the current or previous four-year crops. Now, you grow all the funny money weed that you want to as long as you did it 5 years ago. No problem. Anyway, the current interest rate on these emergency loans, 3.75. That's 3.75% interest. Now, Countrywide made the news. Countrywide Financial Corporation, the biggest home loan company in the nation. Now, I'm not sure that's totally right, because I have some more information that says they're number three. But maybe they're, I don't know. But anyway, they're big in home loans. There's no doubt about that, okay? On Thursday, to assure depositors and the financial industry that both it and its bank were financially stable, and federal regulators said they weren't alarmed by the volume of withdrawals from the bank. In other words, there has been a run on Countrywide Bank. Now, when we talk about a run on the bank, my people told me all about it when I was a little kid. They remembered the banks going broke back following during the Depression. But people would run to the bank and get their money out. And the banks traditionally do not have cash. I mean, there's a little cash in there, but not very much. I talked to a banker, told an interesting story, that there was a bank in a nearby community from where they owned a bank, and it was going broke. And everybody knew it was going broke. And no, everybody didn't know it at the time. They bought the bank. And then it came out in the papers and on the radio that the bank was going broke. So they were afraid there was going to be a run on the bank. So they got in touch with the Federal Reserve Bank, and they had $2 million in cash. Now, I don't know how you do that. That would have to come physical because it was in bills. But this guy said, I've never seen $2 million in cash. It's a big box of money. And they put it in the trunk of the car, and they had to go 50 miles with it to get to the bank. So if there was a run on the bank, they would have money to just pay off the creditors. So that they didn't want them to think that they didn't have, and no bank's going to have, I say no bank, some big banks would, but a small, little small town bank doesn't have any $2 million in cash in it. But this one did there for that one day. But anyhow, they're having a run on Countrywide Financial Corporation. They said they would further tighten its loan standards, make fewer large mortgages, but there's a rush there to withdraw money. The rush came a day after fears that Countrywide Financial could file for bankruptcy protection because of a worsening credit crunch. Countrywide Financial is the parent firm, and it borrowed $11.5 billion Thursday by using up an existing line of credit from 40 banks. You see, if you need $11.5 billion, where are you going to get it? So apparently they had lines of credit with 40 other banks. Now, let's say that Countrywide does fail. Won't it take 40 other banks with it? I don't know, but this happened back in the Depression years of the 30s, and it happened again back in the hard times when interest went to 20% back in the 1980s. We were on the air doing farm programming, and I don't remember where we got it, because we didn't have email like we do today, the World Wide Web. Al Gore hadn't invented that yet. And we got everything off of a teletype system, off of a printer, and I was somehow hooked up with, it was official. It came, I don't remember if it came from the Federal Deposit Insurance or where, but it was official. And they would tell me every day where the bank was and how much indebted it was and how it had to close. And I had mentioned that on the air, and I got a lot of hate mail from bankers saying, hey, you're making this thing terrible. I said, no, I'm telling the truth. Well, you act like you enjoy it. No, I don't enjoy it. But I'd been predicting it for a long time, because I was managing a little firm for a lady who was 40 years older than I am. So when I was 40, she was 80. And I was up close to 50 at the time. And she had a little money. Compared to today, it wasn't much at all. But back 20 years ago, it wasn't a bad little nest egg. And every time that the Fed would raise the interest rates, I would go to the bank and I would pay the premium or pay the penalty to move that up. And we kept moving it up until it got up to 18%. And finally, the guy at the bank, I got to know him pretty good, because this happened. Every time the Federal Reserve met, they'd raise the interest rates, if you remember back at that time. And this guy at the bank says, do you know something that we don't know? Because you're spending a lot of money here just paying penalties. And I said, only thing I know is that you can't pay 20% interest on borrowed money, that something's going to have to give. And now, see, this was before those banks started failing, or almost the same time, but the banks hadn't really started failing then yet. But there's no way. But anyway, at Countrywide, bank officers said so many people showed up to take out their money that in some cases they had to leave their names. In West Los Angeles, a Countrywide supervisor brought in from another office served coffee to more than 25 people waiting calmly for their turn with the one clerk who could help them. One depositor waited half an hour to draw out $500,000 and then wired the account to the Bank of America. Irving's Impact Mortgage Holdings escaped bankruptcy recently by shutting down all its lending and laying off hundreds of employees. I don't care about losing 90 days interest. I don't care if it's the FDIC insured or not. I just won out, says one person that was in line to get their money. I doubt if it will go under, but I want to protect myself because my account balance exceeds the limit on insurance provided by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The bank said, it is very important to remember that Countrywide Bank is well capitalized with FDIC insured deposits, and it is one of the largest banks in the United States with assets over $107 billion. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And we have returned back to Countrywide. And we'll go to the telephones here momentarily because we have a couple of calls about Countrywide. But Countrywide recently was funding about $40 billion a month in mortgages. Of those, about half qualified to be sold to Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, and half were non-conforming loans the agency doesn't buy, including subprime mortgages to high-risk borrowers as well as jumbo loans. I did a little looking up on Fannie Mae, and Fannie Mae, the mortgage finance giant, they say, yesterday, and this was August the 16th, actually, Thursday, they predicted that housing prices will decline as mortgage delinquencies rise, lending tightens borrowed standards, and the volume of unsold homes approach record levels. This is clearly a market poised for more severe overall credit losses, says Fannie Mae's chief risk officer. The trouble is, many borrowers with adjustable-rate mortgages are facing rising monthly payments, which could drive them into foreclosure. This could have a cascading effect in the market. Fannie Mae, which is chartered by the government to keep money flowing to mortgage lenders. In other words, Fannie Mae loans money to other companies that lend money. As of June, now this, I think, is significant here. As of June, Fannie Mae owned or guaranteed more than 38% of the non-jumbo mortgages. And we told you what a jumbo mortgage was the other day, and I forgot. But it's, you know, way over, it's up in the millions. That's 25, and then they had 25% at the end of 2006. All right, the end of 2006 is January the 1st, right? And in June, they went from 25% the first of the year to 38% in June. Now, that's quite of an increase here, all right? Fannie Mae has two main businesses investing in mortgages. That's one of them, investing in mortgages, and then packaging them into securities for sale to other investors. You see, I mentioned this the other day. You go to the local bank, and you borrow money from the bank, and you think you're dealing with the bank. they can package that and sell it, so you may or may not be dealing with your bank. When the company packages the mortgage as securities, it promises to pay investors the principal and interest due on the loans if the borrower defaults. Well, see, this is what's happening now. So Fannie Mae isn't in as strong a position as it was, or at least as everyone thought it was. As non-traditional loans lose favor, business is shifting toward Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Fannie Mae owns hundreds of billions of dollars of investment in subprime and unconventional mortgages. Did you get that? Fannie Mae owns hundreds of billions of dollars of investments in subprime and unconventional mortgages. In other words, those are the borrowers that are least apt to pay. Well, let's take another break. We'll be right back. We'll go to the telephone. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter. A yearly subscription is $24.95. To order the Common Sense Chronicle, send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What things will you find in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's watersheds and Minutemen, property lines and Jack McLam, vigilantes protecting our borders, endangered species restricted corridors. Save the tadpoles, the greenies cry, while they're spraying something in the sky. No hunting and fishing on this here land till the DNR pulls back its hand. You in water, you in air, you in everything, it just ain't square. PETA kills both dogs and cats, but wants to protect all the gnats. Kemosabe is a friendly word. Now it's hate speech? That's absurd. Global this, global that, it's all hogwash, that's a fact. What I want to know is, hey, Derry, where'd you get that hat?
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. You just heard G.B. Oliver talking about the Paragon Foundation. G.B. promises to be with me tomorrow at this time. So you don't want to miss old G.B. He's always a lot of fun and has a lot of good information. I just wish I could remember things like old G.B. does. Anyway, let's go to Dick in New Hampshire. Hi, Dick. You're on the air.
Good morning, Derry. How are you?
Fine, fine.
All right, a couple points. First of all, on the discount rate that was lowered Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this basically what it is, it's the rate that one bank charges another bank. Well, the Fed charges.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's a Fed's rate.
Yeah, it's a Fed rate, but it has nothing to do with you and me.
No.
It's just between the banks. And this is what's supposed to be called an overnight loan. All right. In other words, the banks that are borrowing the money, they're supposed to either put up, commercial paper or bonds or different things like that. But what happened Friday, all right, that a lot of, like, say, yourself and a lot of other listeners out there, you know, really even get a hold of, is the fact that these banks that are on the verge of bankruptcy, all right, now they go to the Fed discount window, they get the money, right? And the Fed told them, well, you know, if you can't pay overnight, well, we'll go 30 days. Right, and if you can't pay us back, well, at the end of 30 days, well, we'll give you another 30 days. Right, So in other words, the banks are all in default. They can't pay the money back. The Fed doesn't want the money back, because if they try and get the money back, then the banks are all going to be in default. But now the other thing, too, with, you know, Countrywide, what a lot of people don't understand, all right, when they get that $11.2 billion, all right, they get that under their mortgage company, all right? In other words, their subsidiary for mortgages, not under the banking. But what happened is Friday, all right, Countrywide said that they were going to move all these default mortgages under their banking. All right. Now, by doing that, that means that the Fed is going to be bailing them out. So, in other words, they won't need the other, you know, the money from the other 40 banks out there to bail them out, because now they'll be getting their money directly from the Fed. This is what's going on.
Yeah, now, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, this is what's going on out there. The whole thing, it's a house of cards, right? And there's no foundation under the house of cards. So what it is, it's collapsing. And what they're trying to do now is just, you know, shore up and just, you know, plaster all over this stuff. But, you know, it's falling apart. And I don't think they're going to be able to do very much with it, because, you know, the only ones that they can really get the money from is you and me. And we're already tapped out.
You know,
that's basically where we're at right now, Derry.
You seem to have a bit of background on this. What is, do you remember what a jumbo loan was with Freddie Mae and
Well, the jumbo loans at one time used to be $100,000. But for the mortgages, it's anything over $417,000 loan is considered a jumbo loan. Right.
Okay, I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, well, it used to be, I don't know if you remember when you had the savings and loans crisis and stuff like that, they used to have jumbo loans, it was all $100,000. But for the mortgages, anything over considered a jumbo loan is $417,000.
Okay. So actually, they have the, what I was getting at here, I'm looking at some more information on house sales, home sales.
Right.
In recent months, sales of high-end houses have been strong. It's those for cheaper homes that are going down.
Yeah.
So the people that have the money, and I've said this time and time again, we used to laugh about it years ago when you go to the bank. Hey, if you've got enough collateral to borrow money, you probably don't need the money.
That's right.
And it's the same thing here. The people that have the gazillionaires out there, they don't worry about buying a high-end home. It's the working person out here that's paying $3 a gallon for gasoline that's having the problem.
Let me tell you one other thing that what the Fed is doing.
Very quickly, you're about out of time.
Real quick. All right, what's happening is, like, when these banks now, they all have these CDOs. This is what's called collateralized debt obligations. Most of them are only probably worth like 10 cents on a dollar, maybe even less. Well, what they're doing, all right, Derry, is they're taking these collateralized debt obligations and they're bringing them to the Fed. And the Fed is giving them, you know, 100% face value. This is how bad it is out there.
And we're out of time. May the good Lord bless and keep you, while the near far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails. Until then,
who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With